with this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, we have more state tournament softball coming up for you this morning on KLEM Radio and online at KLEM1410.com as the Remsen St. Mary's softball team once again matches up with the Gales of St. Edmund, this time in an elimination game in the Class 1A state tournament. Our coverage from Fort Dodge starts this morning at 10:15. First pitch is at 10:30 between the Hawks and Gales. Catch the contest right here on KLEM Radio with online audio anywhere you may be at KLEM1410.com. Once again, Remsen St. Mary's takes on St. Edmund of Fort Dodge with coverage beginning at 10:15, first pitch at 10:30. Elimination contest, a big one. You can catch it right here on KLEM Radio. We'll talk about the Hawks here in just a moment, but we also have to catch up on the Hinton Blackhawks, who fell in their opening elimination game in the state tournament, falling to the number one seed in Class 2A, the Grandview Christian Thunder, who beat the Blackhawks by a final score of 7-4. This concluded Hinton's first state tournament appearance in 16 seasons after their last time qualifying in 2010. Carlin Covarna, one of four seniors who brought the Blackhawks back to the state tournament, and she says it was a great way to wrap up her senior season.
No better feeling than ending my high school career at the state tournament. So, you know, it sucks that we lost, but we made it down here, so pretty good opportunity.
Much like Monday's loss to Iowa City Regina, the Blackhawks found themselves behind early, getting down 3-0 after the second inning and 4-0 after the third. But once again, Hinton did not back down and battled back in the contest. Head coach Jennifer Jacobs-List says she loved the toughness her team showed in a crucial game.
You know, just the resiliency, and that shows heart. You know, obviously they care about each other and they want to come out and play hard for one another and fight for another day. And so we got down, but they just kept battling, and we just kept battling the whole game. You know, we had somebody on in almost every inning, so I'm just really proud of our resiliency and our heart today.
And the Blackhawks were able to tie it up with two runs in both the fourth and the fifth inning. It was 4-4 going into the bottom of the fifth, but unfortunately a solo home run off of the bat of Grandview Christian gave the Thunder the lead for good. They would tack on two more runs in the sixth inning for good measure to end Hinton's season. The Blackhawks conclude the year with a record of 26-6. And they will graduate four seniors off of this team, including three who played softball throughout their entire high school career and one more that picked up the sport for the first time since seventh grade. This senior class was special, according to Coach Jacobs-List, and says they will be hard to see leave the program.
As a softball coach, it's been an absolute blast to coach these girls. You know, I mean, just from Sid deciding to come back out, you know, Carl playing third. I mean, I've spent a lot of time with these girls in a lot of different ways. You know, Kayla was in my homeroom. You know, and obviously Becca, like, pretty close with Becca. So it's just one of those things where these kids come and they work hard every day, and they're more like your personal kids than they are softball players. So they just mean a lot.
Again, the final score was Grandview Christian 7, Hinton 4. The Blackhawk offense was led by Carlin Covarna, who went 2-for-4 with a double. She drove in a total of two runs. Kayla Cypersmo went 1-for-4 with an RBI double in the loss. Sadie Dunkel, 2-for-4 with a run scored. Sydney Duskett was 2-for-4 with a run scored. And Caden Smith had an RBI as well. Grandview Christian advancing out of that elimination contest yesterday. The other 2A state tournament scores that followed Hinton's matchup saw Iowa City Regina knock off Cardinal in that winner's bracket matchup 9-2. And that set up Cardinal again against Grandview Christian, where the Thunder defeated the Comets 11-3 in six innings. So the Cinderella run for the 8-seed Cardinal came to an end very quickly in the second day of the state tournament. Also in 2A, 3rd-seed Wapsie Valley defeated Ridgeview in the winner's bracket game 11-9. So the Raptors play an elimination game today. And 6th-seed Logan Magnolia, they downed 2nd-seed Durant. That final score was 6-4, and that eliminated the number 2-seed Durant out of the state tournament. Then we go to Class 1A, where our elimination contest saw Remsen St. Mary's survive for another day. The Hawks defeated North Butler 7-6 on a two-run walk-off hit with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning to down the Bearcats in walk-off fashion. And Remsen St. Mary's was down 6-5 with two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning, their season on the line, and they had runners on second and third. But Sophia Harpinaugh was at the plate, who lined that ball over the center fielder's head, and it scored the tying run and winning run all in one motion. Remsen St. Mary's head coach Erica Bates says the Hawks have been known to have a flair for the dramatic throughout the season, and they showed it once again.
I'm just so lucky to be a coach of girls who do this to me often. So I'm pretty used to it. They like to kind of give me a little bit of a heart attack every now and then. And usually they pull through. And so I don't get to be too nervous until, you know, real close to the end.
Well, Sophia Harpinaw was the one who took advantage of the opportunity to make a play following Grace Gallus's RBI hit to drive in Chloe Homan, making it a one-run game. Sophia Harpinaw was in the hole at that point. She had to watch Mia Mackin strike out, which made her bat the situation that the game relied on. Harpinaw says she was prepared to be in a big spot, and it led to a winning moment.
Well, I was in the hole. I was basically just thinking, like, if God didn't want me to be here to, like, get through this, like, I wouldn't be there in that moment. Like, I was just thinking, just make contact. You know you can do it. It's easy. You've done it before. Just keep on doing it. Do it today.
And Remsen St. Mary's all throughout the game was solid throughout their lineup, which produced some solid scoring up and down the order. Head coach Erica Bates says the communication that the players did on their own was able to help them make adjustments on the fly.
They did better today at talking to each other and observing at-bats than what they did yesterday, and so I'm really proud of them for kind of learning from yesterday, the at-bats, the strike zone, things like that. And so they were able to come off the field and say, hey, I got a lot of inside, or hey, I got a lot of outside, I got mostly high, things like that. And I think that helped their at-bats and been able to get those solid hits at the end of the game.
Again, Remsen St. Mary's a 7-6 winner in walk-off fashion over North Butler, thanks to a big two-run hit from Sophia Harpinaw, who was 0-for-3 going into that hit. So she finished 1-for-4 with two RBIs, scoring the tying run in the seventh and the winning run in the seventh. Chloe Homan went 3-for-3. She had a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. She scored 3 runs and drove in a run herself. Lana Jungers went 2-for-4 with an RBI. Hallie Bunkers tacked on an RBI, as well as Grace Gallus. Her RBI set up Sophia Harpinaw's situation. Gallus went 1-for-3. And Kimberly Cronin was productive out of the 9th spot in the order. She went 1-for-3 with an RBI in the victory as well, giving Remsen St. Mary's another chance to play today in Class 1A. The other state tournament scores in Class 1A saw Clarksville beat St. Edmund. That put the Gales into the elimination game this morning. Clarksville scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning to down the Gales 5-4. The 8th seed, Edgewood Colesburg, is now 1 win away from the state championship game as the Vikings defeated Southeast Warren today 8-5 in their winner's bracket matchup. Top seed Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Ottoman trying to win their way back through the loser's bracket. Knocked off the 4th seed West Monona 11-1 in 4 innings, eliminating the Spartans of West Monona from tournament contention. And then Exira EHK Ottoman defeated Southeast Warren to eliminate the Warhawks 5-4 with a walk-off in the bottom of the 7th inning there as well. We have all of the state softball tournament scores, all the elimination games, all the winners bracket games available for you right now at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab at the top of the homepage and in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. Let's catch you up on some state baseball action from Carroll and Cedar Rapids. Starting in Class 2A at the state baseball tournament, the 6-seed Unity Christian downed West Lyon 15-9. The Knights, who had lost to the Wildcats twice, they're moving on to the semifinals. Well, they will take on 7-seed Durant, who squeaked by Roland Story by a score of 2-1. Other quarterfinals in 2A saw Pleasantville, the top seed, shut out Ridgeview in 5 innings by a score of 10-0, and Cascade defeated Beckman Catholic 2-1. Other scores of note in Class 3A in Cedar Rapids: MOC Floyd Valley won an extra inning thriller over Cedar Rapids 4-2. The Dutchman, who knocked the Bulldogs out of the postseason, will play in the state semifinal coming up today in Cedar Rapids. Davenport Assumption, the 7-seed, run-ruled Carlisle, the 2-seed, 11-1 in 6 innings, and North Polk beat Western Dubuque 7-6 in 10 innings. Then in the 4A state tournament, the MRAC is well-represented. Sioux City East, the top seed, beat Iowa City Liberty by a score of 6-5, and Sioux City East will match up with Pleasant Valley in a semifinal tomorrow. They'll take on the 5-seed Spartans, who beat Johnston yesterday 6-4 in Class 4A tournament action. All of those scores can be found on our website at KLEM1410.com. Well, there are still plenty more games of the state softball tournament, and of course, again, with this double elimination format, we can't tell you all of the possible matchups that could come up today, but the one that is most important to you, Remsen St. Mary's against St. Edmund. The Hawks will play starting at 10:30 this morning. Our pregame coverage coverage starts at 10:15 as the Hawks look to reverse a couple of losses to St. Edmund this year, one in the regular season and one just on Monday in the open air of the state tournament. Hawks will look to play a better brand of softball today and advance to another big contest. Remsen St. Mary's has the possibility to play three games today. So, of course, if they stay alive and they're still in softball action, we will have all those games for you. You can catch them only right here on KLAM Radio. Again, we'll start with coverage of the first game at 10:15, first pitch at 10:30 right here on KLAM. Well, for more sports news, check out our website, KLAM1410.com. Plenty more interview clips with the subjects we highlighted. You can also follow us on Twitter at KLAM Sports. Well, this has been your Wednesday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.